What in the... Hey, Mindy, did I just walk by a rhinoceros in your driveway? Whoa, is that an elephant? And what used to be in this snake cage? Mindy, it looks like a zoo in here.
I know. Isn't it wild, Guy Raz? And you're just in time for the talent show.
Talent show? I love talent shows. Hula hoops, magic tricks, and yodeling. Wow.
Well, sort of a talent show. You see, everyone here is displaying their unique animal talents.
Really? Like what?
Well, you missed the African pixie frog that can make its own cocoon and the roadrunner that cries salt. And you're in luck because we just had a cancellation. You ready to show us what you've got, Guy Raz?
But I don't know if I'm ready.
Oh, well, you've got 2 seconds to figure it out.
Excuse me. Lions and giraffes, tigers and bears.
What's my animal talent?
Please give a big roaring squeak for an amazing mammal and his ability to...
Wait, what's your talent, Guy Raz?
Sweating.
Sweating?
Yes, sweating. By sweating, I, as a human, have the ability to cool myself down when I get too hot.
Wow. Well, then let us see you sweat. Turn up the heat.
Ooh, too hot, too hot. Isn't it almost time for our show?
Stop the heater.
Roll in the fans.
And prepare to get your sweat on in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after guessing what's the grossest thing I ever ate. It's 2 Whats and the World! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another super powerful round of Two Whats and a Wow! Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. The category for today is... animal adaptations.
Adaptations are characteristics that help living things survive in their environment, like how some animals can camouflage their bodies to hide from predators.
Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about animal adaptations. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats!
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about animal adaptations is the true scientific wow? Is it A, nematodes have a protective coating on their cells which allows them to freeze for thousands of years?
Or is it B, Arctic foxes can freeze their bodies and stop their hearts in order to survive through super cold winters?
Or is it C, kangaroos can live their entire lives without consuming water?
When you think you have the answer, sing it to a bird.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think. And when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
This message for parents comes from Storytime with Josh and Blue, Nickelodeon's official Blue's Clues and You podcast. Grown-ups and kids can join Josh and Blue on more adventures. In each episode, Josh helps Blue settle down by reading her a story. You'll hear Josh having lots of fun, doing tons of silly voices, all leading to the grand finale, a restful snooze for a dog named Blue. Binge all 10 episodes of Storytime with Josh and Blue wherever you get your podcasts. And catch Blue's Clues and You on Nickelodeon.
If you need a break from the news, Pop Culture Happy Hour now has you covered 5 days a week. We're here to help you find new TV shows, movies, music, books, and video games to keep you company in these difficult times. Listen now to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, time's up. It is now time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about animal adaptations and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow. Was it A, nematodes have a special protective coating on their cells which allow them to freeze for thousands of years?
Or was it B, Arctic foxes can freeze their bodies and stop their hearts to survive through really cold winters?
Or was it C, kangaroos can live their entire lives without consuming water? And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Ian from Arlington, Virginia. Ian, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Ian, and I live in Arlington, Virginia, and my wow in the world is that nematodes, a teensy-tiny kind of worm, have a protective coating on their cells, which means that when they dig underground, they can freeze for thousands of years. Hey, maybe you can put a protective cell on Dennis and bury him for a few thousand years.
Aww. Winner, winner, worms on ice for dinner!
Ian, that is correct! Contestants, if you guessed the answer A, that nematodes have a protective coating on their cells which allows them to freeze for thousands of years, you found the winning wow! Congratulations, wowzers!
When winter comes, nematodes, just like us, have to put on a protective layer that keeps them from freezing. Nematodes that were frozen for 42,000 years were thawed out by scientists in Russia, and they started to wiggle and eat food.
Now, if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. Arctic foxes do love the cold. It's actually the Alaskan wood frog that has the ability to freeze itself and stop its own heart to survive temperatures as cold as minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
And if you chose C, while a kangaroo does need a little water every few months to survive, the kangaroo mouse does not. It can get all of the moisture it needs to survive from the seeds it eats. And if you're wondering about its name, you should know that the kangaroo mouse is able to jump 9 feet into the air. Now, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible animal friendship bracelet.
They say dogs are a man's best friend, but with this invisible animal friendship bracelet, you can become best friends with any animal you wish. Going to the park? Talk to a squirrel. Going to a dump? Eat trash with a rat.
Okay, well, congratulations to all of the winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Adaptation.
Did you know that we as humans are adapting to our environments every day?
Yeah, like when we walk into dark rooms, wash dishes in the sink, and maybe even when we adapt our brains to a new environment of virtual school learning.
We challenge you to notice how often you adapt in your everyday life. If you walk into a dark room, notice how long it takes for your eyes to adapt to the darkness. If you help your grown-up wash dishes, see how long it takes for your hands to wrinkle up to help you grip better.
And don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World, and again Friday for a new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Until then,
keep on wowing! Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers' team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, and Heba Gouda.
Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer. Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team. And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook wherever books are sold, or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And if you'd like to become a member of the World Organization of Wowzers, where you can get an autographed picture of me and Mindy, an exclusive t-shirt, magnifying goggles, special activities for each episode, and much more, visit tinkercast.com to find out how.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening. Now go forth and find your wow.
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.